Welcome to the Doghouse. Big news this weekend in motocross from this point forward for the remainder of the season, which isn't much. Hayden Deegan will be forced to drag Chase Sexton behind him on the ground for all the races. And Chase Sexton from this point forward will be known as Chase Unforced Air Sexton.
I was trying to think before the show what the past tense of Chase is.
Chased. I would make it bounced personally.
Crashed.
Crash Sexton.
He has no business on two wheels. I'm sorry. He just doesn't. I don't care how fast he is when he has the gyroscopic effect working, but he cannot stay. Anytime he slows down, he's getting ready to fall off that bike. It's just pitiful.
I'm just shocked he doesn't get more hurt over that.
Well, he's been hurt plenty in his career, but
that's true.
No, that's true. I mean, compared
to if you average it, he's not getting hurt that bad.
No, crashes two, maybe three times a race.
I mean, I heard he's a leading contender to be on HRC's bike in MotoGP next year. Like,
he knows how to wreck. Hey, speaking of wrecks. And I'm going to laugh a little because he kind of looked funny, but he got really effed up. Did you see what happened? I believe his name's like Connor Zelnick or
yeah, somebody. I didn't know. He was
celebrating his win. Foot got caught in the netting and he head planted.
I know.
I'm like, oh,
I know.
Oh, man.
That's how you get to be viral. Okay.
Not in a good way.
Yeah, people didn't know his name before. They do now.
Concussion protocol.
Oh, yep. Man. Yeah.
I mean, he didn't even put a hand out.
He just bounced off the ground. His head.
Like, I'm going to see if I can put my shoulder and side of my face into the blacktop.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I'm glad he's okay. I mean, relatively,
I guess.
Damn.
He's probably lost about a dozen IQ points in that process.
I lost more watching him.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, damn.
That's like everything I watch on YouTube. I do lose a lot of
pretty much
intelligence. I just chalk it up to old age.
I tell you what, I looked at that and I grabbed my shoulder and neck and I was like, ow.
Yeah, really.
Anyways, that was the worst wreck I saw of the weekend.
And it wasn't even a wreck.
No. Chase Sexton crashed. I bet he crashes an average of 12 times a weekend, it seems.
It seems like it. He just can't stay on that bike. He cannot stay on that bike. And you know something? You can forgive a guy for all the times that somebody hits him. And he's had plenty of times where somebody's collided with him. But for every one time somebody's collided with him, he's fallen off with no one near him.
Yeah.
Several. I mean, 3-1.
3-1, he falls off on his own, and he's just—he
is like king of unforced errors.
He is the king of the unforced error. He definitely is. Yeah, I mean, I would find a new career, and I'm telling you, Repsol Honda. Well, not Repsol anymore. What are they now? They're now.
I don't know.
What are they now? They're another petroleum. Castrol Honda.
Yeah,
Castrol Honda is looking for you, Chase. Sign now. They're desperate.
They're like that guy know how to wreck. Oh, hey, speaking of signings. Did you read the Hayden Deegan contract?
I didn't hear it, but I wouldn't be surprised at all because there's like, it's making the 250s hard to watch.
Well, it's going to get confusing.
Yeah.
So the 250 team is not a Yamaha team, although they have Yamaha riders and they're part of the
program, right? Yeah.
It's a privately owned team.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who owns the privately owned team also is hired to run the 450s as the team manager, but it's still Yamaha's team. So when you're on a 250, you don't trailer with the 450 guys because you're not in the same team.
Yeah, I get that. Right. That makes sense. Yeah.
So Hayden Deegan next year is going to be, he's signed to the 450 team. So he's going to be racing out of their trailers, but he's going to defend the 250 West in Supercross.
He's going to defend the 250 West while running in the 450s?
No, he's not running 450s. He's just signed with the team.
Oh, Okay.
And then he's going to make the switch at motocross to 450.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I thought I read that he was going to race 450s at motocross.
Yeah.
So they're basically writing off the 250 West season, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, 250 West is going to be boring.
Yeah, it's going to be boring.
I guess they didn't want to have three Team Yamaha bikes again.
Good. Set somebody down. I can name a few.
Well, I mean, they got Justin Cooper, Cooper Webb. Maybe that'll change if Webb retires, but I don't see him retire.
Nope.
Tomac's gone.
Yeah, Tomac's gone. I can see Cooper Webb retiring because it could only get worse from here, in my opinion.
That's my opinion. I think he needs to.
Right? Dumb moves people make, you know. It's like, get out on top. Everybody says that to you. Get out when you're on top, especially when you're in your 30s. Get out when you're on top.
I could have.
Not going to happen.
I lived through my 30s. Dumb.
I got out when I was, I got out before my 14th birthday, so I can't, I can say that.
Yeah, dumb.
I didn't want to age out.
Yeah.
At 16.
You didn't want points out.
Yeah, right.
But anyways. All right. I just figured that was kind of worth mentioning.
And that is weird, but we've seen it before, if you remember. You remember when Eli Tomac originally came up to the 450s? He ran one series in the 250s and then ran.
Yeah, no, that we've seen, but I don't think he was signed to a 450 team at the time he did that.
I don't know. I'm sure it was part of the deal, or he wouldn't have done it.
Mid thing, because didn't he come up Honda or somebody?
No, he had a deal where he was going to run one more 250 season. I remember that. And I think there's been a number of riders who've been in a situation that.
Several have done that.
Well, they said Jet Lawrence did that. And I was like, okay, I guess so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think, I mean, nothing surprises me about that.
So technically, he's not a Team Yamaha, he's not a 250 team. Yamaha.
No, he's a satellite team rider for the first half of the season, and then he's a factory team for the 450s. Yeah.
So it's just kind of weird. He won the championship. Technically, a satellite team won the championship.
It is. I'm actually kind of curious what the thinking behind it was in this particular instance, because I think it was money. It's
ego.
Yeah, well, it's definitely. I'm sure it's less money, but.
No. I meant like, here's your money, come race for us, but we're not punching out on these other two guys. We want you to stay there. And then one of the things they talked about was the transition to 450 motocross is easier than the transition of 450 supercross. Which I don't understand.
I don't have an opinion. I don't have an opinion on that one way or the other. But
time to prep.
I don't know. Some people make that transition really, really quick. So I don't know.
Talking about, you know, half season versus full season.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're either in shape or you're not. You're only like 20 once.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, but you could be. It's hard. The shorter you are, the harder it is. Yeah. Because the 450s are really tall.
Tall bikes.
Yeah, very tall bikes. So I don't know. Ask Chase Sexton. He said it's very fall. It's a long way down to the ground.
Hold on. Let me go look. See, he's laying in my yard.
Yeah.
He should train. You know, when he gets done with racing, he should start a motocross falling school. How to survive crashes with minor.
I think he should go be a stuntman. He's been practicing it for the last 10 years.
Kenny Kelly, I got somebody to add you.
Yeah, there you go.
But just crazy. All right. I guess we can. You guys want to get into motocross?
We can. I mean, obviously, the 250s is nothing to talk about. I mean, Deegan gets a 1-1 snoozer.
Over 100 points ahead.
Yeah, snoozer. Not a good weekend for Jet Lawrence, but then again, it doesn't matter, right? As long as he's collecting points, he's pretty much fine. Yeah, you know, his brother's so distant now. And so
I don't know. Oh, I was going to 250s. I know Deegan, they talked about Bud's Creek running the 450s at the end of the season if he was up more than 50. He's up 51 points right now.
Well, you know something? That's kind of even more weird if you think about it.
He's got to run Unadilla because he's only up 51 points.
Yeah. Yeah, he can't just sit out.
Yeah.
But the thing is that's even weirder to say you're going to put somebody on a 450 to run a single race without any training time leading up to it, but you're going to hold him out for the whole Supercross season, but right? There goes that logic.
Well, yeah, but how about the YouTube?
They just want to win the Supercross. They just want to win Supercross one more year. That's they want to make him a two-time champion.
They're looking for this one race. They're looking for the pop to see how the fans react to him versus Chip.
Well, two things could happen, right? He could put on a hell of a fight against Jet, or he could get injured and sit out the Supercross season.
Yeah, but if he's racing 250s, who cares?
Well, we don't, because we already know it's kind of going to be not very interesting to watch with him running the 250s again. But his team, it probably matters.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's money.
Sponsorship money,
right? So it's kind of weird to think that they'd let him run a 450 in the middle of the season. Usually they will do that like in the off season. He's going
to
run
the 450 and then go back to the 250 SMX championship race.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. It's weird. Listen, here's the deal is if he's racing that, I might ride over to the creek. I might ride over to Bud's Creek.
I think it would be worth, dealing with, all the swamp rats and mosquitoes.
The skeeters and the swamp and the, and the
downpours.
If you're listening to this show and you like motocross and you ain't never been to no Southern Maryland, and you have to say that like in a Ward Burton way where you're not opening your mouth, and Southern Maryland, and we go over there to go fair.
Choose all I can say to anybody who's going there, choose high ground.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, choose high ground.
Pray for a dry day, dry weekend.
I don't think they have any dry days in August.
Even the humidity just makes it seem like it's raining.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right? Just plan on being hot and sticky and stinky.
Yeah, it's nasty.
With bugs flying all around.
Yeah, and bugs flying all around.
And then everybody with you going, you see that guy racing?
You ain't seen nothing until you've seen a few fans get carried away by the mosquitoes. So it's worth it to see.
And there he goes over the fence.
Yeah. But there's some good racing there. And that one monster jump, man, that one hill, downside of that hill. Remember that year James Stewart just launched it?
I remember times when literally you could not see any dirt on the track because there was so much water on top of the track that you literally couldn't see the dirt. So that they were basically hydroplaning around the track.
Yep.
So never seen it and you haven't seen really large mosquitoes that
bird size.
Prey on small animals and stuff like that. Go
definitely
there.
Definitely invite the neighbor's kid that you don't like.
Yeah.
Just sacrifice it to the mosquitoes.
And wear a face mask because you'll eat a lot of mosquitoes otherwise. And of course, it has that wonderful swamp smell they have there.
And download an app so you can translate Southern Maryland to your phone.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, I know some people that live down there and it's like,
yeah,
I thought I spoke English.
Yeah, I went to Bud's Creek one time and I literally swore that the PA announcer at the race was an auctioneer. Because that's what it sounded like,
Hey, number 25, 35,
yeah, that's
25,
right, 25, right. 15, 15, 25. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you got that. All right. So the 450s weren't much to watch. Well, 250s weren't much to watch. I'm sorry. 450s. We had a first time overall winner in Hunter Lawrence.
Yeah, that was his first overall, which kind of surprised me that was his first overall because he's been running.
He's
pretty damn good to his brother.
Throwaway.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he had to take it at the end of race too in order to get it. So he did what he needed to do.
Yeah, I thought he'd done it when he was in the 250s, but I guess not.
No, apparently not.
No, he is just not a.
He's not the most aggressive rider,
but
he's just not.
I don't know if it's the two races in a day screw him up. Like he'll have one great race, and then the second race is like meh.
Yeah, it's possible, but there's nobody else that's performing any consistency whatsoever in the 450s other than him and his brother.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, so
RJ Hampshire showed up. I was not.
That's the problem. RJ Hampshire shows up once or twice a season.
Yeah, I never expected him to podium, to be honest with you, this season. And he only did it once this weekend.
I think he was helped by other circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
You know, And, you know, Jet Lawrence was just having problem after problem. So, but, you know, all he's got to do is score points. So, you know, yeah, and his brother's mishap 50, a few weeks
he's
ago.
He's like around 50 up on his brother.
I think he's more than up 50.
No, I think it's.
You sure it's not like 60 some?
It's 47.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, probably because of this weekend.
Yeah, because it's 47. Yeah, 47.
Yeah, because so, the brother raked in a bunch of points this weekend, so he had to be like 60 behind before this week.
Technically, that race ain't over yet.
Technically, practically, it's done.
Practically, it's done, but technically, it's not.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll be no matter what. Well, I don't want to say that because his brother has a poo-poo weekend. But there's a chance.
Well, his brother takes first. His brother takes first in the next race, and he could sit down the next three races, basically.
Well, they only have two races left.
Oh, it's just one more race stop.
Yeah, it's Unadilla, and then
the playoffs. Bunch
Creek.
Right. So there's four races, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But he would have to win the first two.
No, I think he just wins the first. Then he's I think is right. It's going to be almost impossible for his brother would have to win
almost
out.
Almost impossible, but not.
But not mathematically impossible.
Not mathematically. So
yeah,
that's kind of where they're at.
Which is just amazing for me to think.
Yeah, this week at
Motor because there's been so many 1-2s Jet Hunter that you would think that Jet's pretty much with only two stops left got this thing wrapped up. But I guess he's had a few really bad weekends. So
yeah, definitely not the time to run into bad weekends going into the motocross.
Well, it's not a good time to get hurt, Chase.
No, it's not.
No.
Or destroy your motorcycle.
He doesn't care about that. He's fully sponsored. He doesn't care.
No, but that's the reason he couldn't go is his motorcycle was screwed up after that crash.
But that's kind of what he does, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure they have wheel in Chase Sexton number 8 for the week, please.
And then, okay, so then they're going to have like 2 weeks off or 3 weeks off and then go to Concord, New Hampshire, which is Charlotte there. That's where Charlotte Motor Speedway is. And they're going to do Concord, New Hampshire. That's Concord, New Hampshire is where Charlotte Motor Speedway is.
I thought Charlotte Motor Speedway is in South Carolina. Or North Carolina.
Charlotte? Yeah. I mean, I said New Hampshire. I'm sorry, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I was wondering about New Hampshire there. You lost me with that.
And then you're saying going to go to San Luis, Missouri, and then finish up in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So they go race 3 weeks back-to-back. So they go from Southern Maryland to North Carolina to Missouri. To Vegas, championship rounds. Oh, they're doing. I'm sorry. I hear I say they're doing it at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. They're doing it across the street at the ZMAX Dragway.
Oh, okay. I know where that is. Yeah,
not inside the track. I thought they're going to put a thing inside the track. They're going
to
do it.
It would be tough to do that at that track. To a motocross track. It could put a supercross track inside there. I know motocross tracks are usually pretty damn big.
Yeah, but it's a mixture kind of thing. And then the dome at the American Center in St. Louis. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
And some then they're football going to race team. On
the Rams used to play.
Ah, okay. So that's going to be a flat-out supercross track.
Supercross layout, yeah.
And then they're going to do Las Vegas Motor Speedway, which will probably be something similar to what you have at Daytona and Atlanta.
Right. Yeah, that's what I would think. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we'll see how that all goes. Three extra weeks of racing is always good to me.
Yeah. Do we have MotoGP this weekend or still one more week?
MotoGP's in Austria and Moto America's in Mid-Ohio over there by Warren.
Okay. Warren, you should go see. How far are you from Mid-Ohio?
3.5 hours.
Oof.
That's terrible.
Not terrible, but it's not around the corner.
Yeah.
What is around the corner?
Probably nothing.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Minrewell's flat track. They've had that. You know, American flat track's been here.
What is that? I've heard of it before. Flat track.
Yeah. One of those, things you hear about in hushed tones. They still do it, but I don't know.
It's like roundy round, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody watches Flat Track anymore.
No.
They got the NBC treatment.
They killed themselves by going to NBC.
Yeah.
They were drawing so many people.
Well, and they were growing. That was a thing. What was that channel? They were the fastest growing motorsport for
3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I was going to say for a couple years, and then they basically said, "Oh no, let's collect some money and kill the series."
Now I can't even remember the name of the website they were doing it on. Fans Choice.
Yeah, Fans Choice. Yeah.
Right. They were growing. They were getting 100,000 people, and they were like, NBC's like, "Come here, we'll kill you guys." They're like, "Let's die."
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
They went the route of the dodo bird.
Yep. Yep. I literally rarely ever hear anything about them whatsoever.
Yeah.
So no one's even covering them. No. That's basically the sign of a dead series.
Yeah.
And you remember before the recent pickup, right, in popularity, that series was pretty much done.
Yeah, we played Taps for him on the show, remember?
Yeah.
And then I remember they had that one guy who, remember he came on the show, we interviewed him at Hagerstown, and he came on the show, I can't remember his name, he's like, "We're going to do this. We're going to do that." I mean, he dropped more poop than White Castles and X-Lox. And I was like, if this guy gets half that stuff. And the next year, they did everything he said.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was like they were on Good Morning America. They were in the New York Times. They were in the Wall Street Journal. They were in magazines. They were on. People were coming to their races, and I'm like, holy moly.
Apparently, he hadn't read the fine print, which says, don't screw with success. Okay.
No, I think they were like, oh my God, this guy's brought too much success. Let's get rid of him. People are showing up. No, what do we do?
We can't have that.
Because I remember walking out of the media center. It was like there. It wasn't a real media center. It was like the little booth that they gave for the media center for the Flat Track race in Hagerstown. And I walked out of there and I was like, yeah, okay, bud, that's all going to work.
Good luck.
I was wrong.
It did.
Then they got rid of that guy.
Of course.
Don't.
Of course. Yeah. No good deed goes unpunished, right?
Can't do that. So MotoGP is going to be in Austria. Almost said Australia. Austria. I don't know. You think anything's going to change?
It is the question about the MotoGP race is actually about the Moto2 race, and that is, will this be the race that Phil picks somebody other than Canet?
Wasn't Canet out?
I don't know. Is he out?
Is he going to be back from his injury?
I don't even know if that would stop you.
That is true.
It's not like we haven't done something like that in the past.
That is true.
Warren, you have picked people before that have
not
been out.
We, Warren, you.
You.
Right? You're like, we know you. I'm actually going to have to do some reading to see if Kinnett hands of cement is going to be back.
The one person
he could still have a bone hanging out of his leg and you'd pick him.
Going back to motocross for a moment. One person is going to be out for quite a while, if not forever, is one of Ken's favorite riders. Stylex Robinson.
I saw something about that as well. He's pretty crippled.
Says his wrist injury is so bad that he's dropping out of racing.
That's never good.
There goes Shredder.
Good. Yep.
No more Shredder.
That would have been such a great nickname for that cat too.
It would have been.
I don't know if he would have understood, but I would have loved it.
Yeah. Right?
And then every time he like won, if somebody won the second race, you could call them copier.
Yeah.
I would have just been happy.
Yep.
It's like, that makes me happy. Yeah. So how many more races? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
A lot of MotoGP left.
More in MotoGP.
Yeah. MotoGP runs until November.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. November 16th.
It is not mathematically sewn up yet.
No. No, it's very hard in MotoGP with 22 or 23. I think it's 23 races stops this year. Very hard to get mathematically out of it now because you got the sprint race and the regular race. So there's a whole lot of points up between now and the end of the season.
Yeah, especially with that. Yeah, the sprint race too.
But nobody else seems to want to win but Mark Marquez. So He's already got the doghouse curse. We'll see if it's holds up.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt. And then what do we have? World Superbike.
World Superbike comes back in September. Yeah, not till September.
They're gone for quite a while.
They're gone for quite a while.
So kind of their MO.
And they only have four rounds left, and they finish in October.
Yeah.
So not so good there.
No.
I think there's only like four rounds left of Moto America too.
Yeah, Moto America's got to be. Is there even four rounds left? I was surprised. Well, there's four rounds left.
This weekend. Their website's being a little slow. Give me a second. Must be all that traffic from overseas.
Oh yeah.
They got Coda and New Jersey, so they got three rounds left.
Yeah. That's sort of where I thought it was. Three rounds.
That's September, man. Last weekend of September, they're done. D-O-N-E.
You're done. Yeah. They got done early last year too.
Yeah. The terrible.
Yeah. Not good.
Anyways, that's what's coming up in racing. I don't know. I'm gonna have
it's to definitely not good where they could be running into December if they just chose some track. Remember when they used to run in Homestead here in Florida?
Yeah.
They used to be like late November.
Was it really that late? I remember it being
late. Yeah, it was like late November.
Could be.
But it's back when they were running, 22 races a season. That's been a decade. So
it's been a while.
Never in Moto America. Never in Moto Grad. Pre-Moto America. No. Yeah.
I was going to say that was
AMA days.
Yeah, and that was like early. I don't want to say early AMA days, but that was like.
No, because AMA goes AMA goes back several decades before that.
Yeah, it was been around for a little while.
Pre-DMG stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Anyways. All right. Well, we'll be back next week. We're going to talk MotoGP in Austria. We'll talk some motocross, see how they do at Unadilla, the meeting place up there in New York. And then. Moto America at Mid-Ohio.
Yeah.
Along with King of Baggers.
Yeah, Mid-Ohio. I think Mid-Ohio is like one of the oldest tracks in the country.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's really a really old track, Mid-Ohio.
I've been looking for that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's one of the few tracks that was around when I was falling off bikes.
So it's got to be old. I mean,
exactly. That's my point. That makes it at least 50 years old. So
I got a picture of Ken waiting around in front of a built like an old log cabin waiting for them to invent dinosaur juice.
Last time you told this story, I was standing in front of a cave holding a club.
Yeah.
Well, when the dinosaurs. You're more upscale than a cave.
anyways, this has been the Doghouse here on ntnradio.com. All those other great places, Spotify and some of the other stuff.
Everywhere. We literally are everywhere.
Unlike Flat Truck.
We are like skid marks. You can find us anywhere.
And we stink. Well, we'll be back next week.